Welcome to Red, White, and Brews. I'm Greg Grugan. My dream job, which is talking to important, interesting, fascinating people while drinking a beer and getting paid for it. And today I have my good friend, Bobby Eberle, chairman of the Fort Bend County Republican Party, a strategist, a smart guy, and a guy that I met on assignment. Yep, you may not remember that. Man, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love your job description. It's like, man, I want that. I think that sounds pretty good.
It's coming in the twilight of my career. So maybe, you know,
who knows,
you do this like, long enough, you get to do this.
You're doing interviews, you're drinking beer. I mean.
All right. We met ironically at a protest, and you were protesting the performance
of
the county judge in Fort Bend County. You know who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
What's his name?
K.P. George.
K.P. George.
That's right. I remember that. That was big.
Well, I thought at the time, I said, like, I got to have this guy on my show. He knows his stuff.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Bottom line is, everybody knows K.P. George had some problems legally and had... I guess an epiphany.
Right, right.
He decided that I am no longer welcome in the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I could be welcome in the Republican Party.
Right. Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. Now, what people don't realize is KP actually started out as a Republican.
Or did he?
Yeah, I believe with school board's nonpartisan. But back when he was there, he was voting in Republican primaries. And I think he just, I don't know, maybe... they reached out to him or something. They've obviously rejected him now. But he's come over. And let me say this. I know he's got the problems. But the votes that he's consistently delivered this whole year have definitely been on our side. So it's been, hey, I'm happy. As the party chairman, if we can get some wins, I'll take wins any day.
Okay. The biggest win
is
what you just pulled off this month, which is... a redrawing of what you have contended for a long time are very unfair precinct lines in Harris County. Talk about that.
Man, yeah, this really culminates like a year's worth of work to what happened for people at home. 2021, following the census, you always redistrict congressional lines, county lines, whatever. And so they're working on this. We've traditionally in Fort Bend County been 2-2. Republican, and then the county judge kind of determines the control of the court. That was Republican for, you know, a couple decades until the, you know, 2018 and 2020 Democrats swept through, and then we've changed things. But at the last minute, I mean, literally there's videos there where they're sitting to review maps, and then there's slid one. Commissioner Annie Meyer says, "What's this?" Literally asked, "What's this?" And it's a new map in secret that gave the Democrats a 3-1 edge, so that voting countywide for the county judge wouldn't matter as far as control. They would have it, and that was the plan. Three districts that all favored the Democrats, including Andy Myers. That was the main one. They redistricted out of his house. He had to move in order to stay commissioner, and it was a 55-56% Democrat precinct. Now, he was up this last cycle and was able to win, one, because he does great outreach to the Indian community, which is large in Precinct 3, but also the Democrats had a full-blown criminal as their candidate. So it helped when you can campaign with mugshots and on our side against the guy. And so Andy won, and that kept it 2-2, and it gave us this chance with KP switching over. Now, all of a sudden, we've got three votes, and it's like, hey, can we undo this? You know, as party chairman, I'm the partisan guy, right? So I'm like, well, let's do 3-1 against them, right?
Let's
take it to them. But, you know, the Fort Bend is really a mixed county. I mean, it's the most diverse county in the state by rankings, and it's split 50-50. I mean, you really have to work hard to win either side. And so moving from 3-1 to 2-2, which is what our new map did, is a major victory. And we had our three votes, and we got it through.
Look, I'm going to make this quick.
I'm going to have a drink after that.
Yeah, after KP George said he wanted to become a Republican, mm-hmm. you had to sell it to your base.
Right.
Not an easy chore.
Right, right. And there's still some that, you know, even at our last meeting, which I rolled right from the big commissioner meeting vote on Monday to my executive committee meeting on Tuesday. And there were a couple guys, Judge George was there. Because we wanted to celebrate the three people that got this through. I mean, I could work as hard as I want. We had people working on this Citizens Redistricting Committee. It was all public. But ultimately, it comes down to how's the court vote, you know, and we had our three votes. So we're kind of celebrating them. And, you know, there was one guy speaking out. But most of the people within the party realized that, hey, if we want to get some Republican stuff done on commissioner's court, we need the three votes. And then and that's, you know, Vincent Morales, Andy Myers, and KP George. And so we'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah, this is one of the most populous, one of the fastest growing, one of the most diverse counties in the state of Texas. And for Republicans to turn a purple county mm-hmm. more red,
right?
That's a major accomplishment. Are you You're feeling pretty salty right now?
I'm so happy because if you take the races that encompass the whole county, so even like the president, he's on the ballot everywhere. We had 3% Republican wins in 2018, zero in 2020, and then we came back with 48-77. So we're on the upswing for sure.
Hold that thought, Bobby. Red, White, and Brews will be right back. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the red, white, and blue. You know, I love our theme song.
I do too. Yeah. I'm going to get a copy of that.
Welcome back to Red, White, and Brews. I'm with Bobby Eberle, chairman of the Fort Bend County Republican Party and a national strategist. Bobby, I want to talk about Fort Bend County because, you know, it is one of the most diverse, a lot of Asian folks, African-American, Hispanic. It is incredibly fast growing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there are folks who tend to, you know, try to buttonhole different groups into a political mindset.
Right.
But what I see are a growing number of Southwest Asian folks who come from cultural conservatism and are now joining the Republican Party.
Right, exactly. And it's been an interesting journey. And I think the first place to start before we get into like Fort Bend specifically is like take the Hispanic vote in general, right? So I came up through Young Republicans. I've been doing this 30 years. And so you'd go to groups, you'd go to Hispanic groups and you'd talk to them and they'd say, well, we're conservative. You know, we're conservative in our beliefs, just like you were alluding to, but then they'd vote Democrat. Okay, well, so we kept working that. And now all of a sudden, they're conservative in their beliefs and they're voting Republican. And you saw it in the Valley and you see it all over the United States voting for Trump and other Republicans. So now we have similar groups, as you said, these South Asian groups that have conservative beliefs, whether it's Hindu, Muslim, it doesn't matter. And so now it's up to us to work in those groups and say, hey, come on out, come to our events. I'm going to come to your events. I do a lot of meetings where it's not just our big, hey, we've got a booth. You know, I was like, hey, put together 20 people, you know, 20 influencers in your community. I'll come out, we'll hang out, and we'll talk some politics, get to know each other. And I love doing stuff like that. And it has really helped. As I mentioned, Commissioner Myers has been great in outreach. And I think the party has really taken that up to a new level to show that, hey, these views really align with you. And on the flip side, we've had kind of we're on a roll the last 5 years of the Democrats kind of losing their central soul and being beholden to the far left. I know it swings both ways, but when you're pushing, you know, men on women's sports and open borders and things like that, that 80% of the people don't agree with, you know, how, you know, how much am I actually doing as a Republican strategist and saying, other than saying, hey, we're on the other side, vote for us. It's kind of easy. And so, but we want to keep doing that message, getting it out to people, and see if we can grow. You know, we're on the upswing, like I said. So,
all right, Bobby, Trump 2.0.
Yeah.
Totally different game in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, the president shut down the border.
Right.
The president has some massive foreign policy wins.
Mm-hmm.
The economy, TBA.
Right.
Tariffs.
Right.
Doge was a big splash, but we're not sure what the actual result's going to be. Mm-hmm. Congress is shut down. Give me your assessment of the president's performance. You know, here we are in October.
Right. Well, all right. Let me start with like some of the differences. I can't imagine someone coming into the presidency. I mean, the biggest job in the world. I really think there was some missteps on personnel the first time. But now it's like the guy's been there, done that. We haven't had this since the late 1800s. Someone coming back and winning again after being defeated. And so he comes back. He's got much more grasp of the office, much more grasp of the personnel that he wants to have in there. And so that's why, you know, he's like, hey, I'm going to be on my inaugural parade, basically signing executive orders. That's how he came in. And so I agree with you. Some of these major wins, you know, whether it's the border, I mean, we saw like record, you know, non-crossings. You know, it's just we go from 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 in a given month, or hundreds of thousands.
Hasn't been this low since the 1960s.
Exactly. I mean, there was a couple months where there was zero. And so it's like you got to give him credit on that because, you know, these people weren't vetted. You had the gotaways topping millions.
Yeah.
And so it was it's a major win. And foreign policy wise, I actually think maybe in the next 6 months we might see real movement on the Russia-Ukraine side because the momentum is clearly with him. The world leaders, especially like NATO and European Union leaders, are 100% on his side, even though they're more to the left. But that's the United States leadership, despite what the Democrats say, is needed in the world. And it's a tough leadership. It's not this, I mean, because when we're out there, when we're leading, when the Republican Party is leading, we build coalitions, we do all of that. But we make no mistake that we're the ones leading. You guys follow, we'll lead the way. Yeah.
Bobby, almost everybody agreed that we needed to get the criminal element of the undocumented out.
Right.
We are now seeing signs, you know, a lot in the media.
Right.
Of collateral damage, so yep. to speak.
Yeah.
Folks who are here illegally getting caught up and deported because they are here illegally. It's a
right.
gamble.
Right.
Could that have an accretive effect, you know, seeing moms, dads, mm-hmm. you know, send back home?
Right. Well, I mean, you see it in the media coverage. It's like, okay, how do we, you know, the American people, whether it's Republicans, Democrats, or independents, favored. I saw some polling early on that said, hey, let's deport them all. And that crossed all the party lines. Now we're seeing it in action with the media coverage. And I think that's why you're seeing a swing in the polls. It's like, hey, what happened to focusing on the criminals first or the ones here illegally and doing something else? Because to cross illegally is illegal. And so we've got to do a good job of making sure that our narrative is good, that we're focused and limit that collateral damage.
We're going to continue this talk on the other side of this break. Red, White, and Bruise will be right back. I pledge allegiance to the red, white, and blue. I pledge allegiance to the red, white, and blue. Welcome back to Red, White, and Bruise. I'm with my friend Bobby Eberle, chairman of the Fort Bend County Republican Party. Bobby, you need a refill.
I actually do. I didn't know.
Why don't you pull one out?
All right. I didn't know how this works over here. Okay, so, yeah. Right. I will definitely take this.
All right. You know, we were talking about whether there's been overreach in terms of the Trump deportation policy. Mm-hmm. And I think I need to tell our viewers, Eberle is not a Latino name, but you know, Bobby Eberle is Latino.
That's right. Yeah, my mom grew up in the Valley, Perez, and came up here to Houston, met my dad, who's from Chicago. Yep. And that's what started the Eberle family. But so I actually teach the media and communications for Leadership Latino, and I very much enjoy that. And we see, again, I alluded to it before, we see the victories in the Valley. We see the victories in Arizona, California, you know, and it's growing. So we want to continue to build that momentum, cement that this thing that it's not just voting for Trump. Right. Because, you know, MAGA is led by Trump. But if you believe in the America First policies, lower taxes, you know, secure border, low inflation and energy independence, all the list, you know, that movement, those set of policies should exist and grow on their own. Trump is going to be done. And so how do we cement that among the Latino community or whatever community we're trying to reach that, hey, this is the policies. We'll have other leaders stepping up. Let's stay on board. Let's make it grow.
Yeah, my friend Paul Castro says Latinos care about public safety, mm-hmm. and they care about an environment where they can prosper on their own,
right,
without help.
Right.
Because, you know, and I'm, as you know, from South Texas as well. Mm-hmm. It's about hard work.
Absolutely.
It's not about handouts.
Right. Absolutely. And what we saw, I think, and this is where what was so crucial along the border is if you look, you know, at our the prime rights that were enumerated, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. It doesn't say life, liberty, pursuit of happiness unless you live along the border.
Yeah.
Everyone, regardless of where you live, inner city, at the border, should expect safety and security. And the fact that we clamp down on the border, I mean, these people, these homeowners, you're from there, people cross and they have their cameras on their land and they see people crossing over, it's stealing. And it's like, it's a very bad situation there. And that should be as safe as somewhere in Kansas or Nebraska. And then that's what we're seeing now.
I've got to get to an issue that just drives me crazy, mm-hmm. which is those in the Texas Republican Party who are purists and say, if you don't agree with me on 100% of things, you need to be excommunicated from the party and labeled a rhino.
Right.
That I think shrinks the party.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's the trend right now.
Right. And see, this one, it hits me different ways, my friend, because I am one of those purists. You know, I believe there's certain issues in policies that I believe in. And so what does that mean? That means I'm going to push for them, right? But I'm also involved in the political world. I mean, as much as I like this, you know, if I wanted to talk policy or politics at a bar drinking with my buddy, go for it, right? I'll be as strident as I can. But if you want to turn that into policy, then you've got to work. You've got to have a coalition, just like we did in redistricting. We got the three votes that we needed. What about bills in the Texas House or the Senate? Or
pragmatic.
Nationally? Right. You've got to be able to build that coalition that says, hey, this is what I believe. Let's start there. Let's try and get everything. But if we can't, what can we do? Right. What can we do to get closer to that goal? And that's building the coalitions.
Yeah. I mean, this whole labeling of people
mm-hmm.
as Republicans in name only.
Right.
And it happens on the other side as well. Democrats in name only because mm-hmm. they're too moderate.
Right.
And they get excommunicated.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fight that as a party mover and shaker?
Well, what I try to do is reach out to all the clubs and the ones that are usually there on the ground doing the work and are the most vocal and, you know, the most policy driven. To say, look, okay, we're working hard for elected leaders. Let's hold them accountable. That's part of our job. But let's also support the reality. I mean, it's been interesting being in this for almost 4 years now. When you talk to some of the elected officials, maybe that I knew as an activist or now an elected official, and they're thrown into this meat grinder and are realizing, you know, what politics is like in the legislature or other places. So it's like, okay, how do we work on that to actually achieve our goals? It's not as easy as just saying it's my way or the highway. You know, you have to be able to work, maybe even get some people on a particular issue from the other side to join that might like that, might vote against you the other 90% of the time. But don't push them off on a particular issue if they can come on board.
Look, and I know you, you're a smart guy. You know that the midterm will be determined by how the economy's going.
Right. Right.
You know, it's the economy, stupid. It was right. A Democrat who said it, but it's true.
Right.
And if the economy's going well, then Republicans will do well. Mm-hmm. If not, Democrats will do well. Your prediction?
I actually think that we're going to pretty much hold serve this. I'll come on record. I'll say we're going to hold serve for the midterms. I think that we're going to have a mix of the economy starting to kick in even more as we go, and the Democrats still out in the wilderness, refusing to move from that the far left. If they did that, we'd have a real debate. But right now, we're in the lead for sure.
Bobby, grab that can.
I like it.
Come back.
Absolutely. I plan to leave.